Welcome back. In this lesson, we're building an immense style ride groove in Ableton Live 12, starting in session view and then moving it into arrangement view so it becomes a real part of the tune, not just a loop that sits there looking talented. This is a really important DNB workflow. Session view is where you can experiment fast, test different break edits, and jam ideas without overthinking the structure. Then arrangement view is where you commit, shape the energy, and turn that idea into an actual section of a track. That shift from loop to arrangement is one of the biggest differences between a sketch and a finished drum and bass record. The vibe we're aiming for is somewhere between jungle break energy and modern DNB lift. The amen gives us that chopped, human, skittering breakbeat character, and the ride adds forward motion, tension, and a little extra shine on top. Used well, this kind of groove can make a drop feel wider and more urgent without cluttering the mix. So let's set this up properly. Start by creating a focused drum group in session view. Keep it simple. One track for the amen break, one track for the ride layer, and one track for drum effects or one shots if you want fills and accents. Naming and color coding matters here more than people think. When you're building DNB grooves, speed and clarity help you make better decisions. For the amen, you can use simpler or a drum rack if you already have a chopped audio break that works too. But for this lesson, load the amen into simpler in slice mode or classic mode so you can trigger edits manually and shape the rhythm easily. If it's audio, warp it cleanly and set your project tempo around 172 to 174 BPM, which sits right in that classic DNB zone. Now, before adding the ride, build the amen foundation first. Don't overread it too early. You want a loop that already moves. Start with the recognizable parts of the break, the kick, the main snare hits, and a few ghost notes or shuffled details between them. A solid first pass might be a one bar or two bar phrase with a strong downbeat, snares on 2 and 4, and a couple of little ghost hits leading into the snare. If you're using simpler, keep the start point tight so the transient lands cleanly. Don't make the break too polished though. The whole point of the amen is that slightly raw, alive feel. If the sample is too controlled at this stage, it can lose character later. Once the break is working, bring in the ride as a counter rhythm, not just a metronome. This is a big teacher note here. Treat the ride like a phrasing tool, not just a texture. If it's active all the time, it stops saying anything. You want it to help the listener feel where they are in the bar. A really good starting point is a sparse offbeat pattern. Try hitting the ride on the end of one, the end of two, and the end of four. Or go a little denser and place it on every offbeat, but vary the velocity and leave one gap before the snare so the groove still breathes. That breathing space is huge. In DNB, space is part of the rhythm. Also, don't assume energy has to come from brightness. That's another important point. A ride does not need to be super shiny to feel exciting. Often, a darker, slightly gritty ride is better for rollers, jungle-leaning sections, and heavier dance-a-floor cuts. Timing, density, and phrasing can create as much movement as EQ ever will. Next, shape the ride with Ableton's stock devices. A simple chain works really well here. EQ8, drum bus, saturator, and maybe auto filter if you want movement over time. Start with EQ8 and high pass the ride somewhere around 250 to 500 Hz so it stays out of the low end space. If it gets harsh, try a small cut in the 6 to 9 kHz range. You want presence, not pain. Then add drum bus lightly, a little drive, a little crunch, and maybe a touch of transient control depending on the sample. After that, saturator with soft clip-on can add weight and cohesion. You don't need much. The goal is not to destroy the ride, just to give it a bit of attitude and blue. If the ride is too bright, tame it before you compress or saturate it harder. If it feels thin, add a little saturation instead of just boosting highs. That usually sounds more musical in a DNB context. Now glue the amen and ride together with a drum bus or group. A light glue compressor can help, but keep it gentle. We are usually talking 1 to 2 dB of gain reduction on the peaks, not smashing the life out of the break. DNB needs punch and microdynamics. If you flatten everything, the groove stops dancing. This is also where velocity becomes your main humanizing tool. Before adding more effects, vary the ride velocities a little. Even a small 5 to 15% difference between accents can make a pattern feel more alive. Lower the ride on busy snare moments, push it slightly into fills, and pull it back when you want tension. That little push and pull makes the groove breathe. Now let's build some session view variation. Make at least 3 clips. The first is your main groove, amen plus ride in a balanced pattern. The second is a lift variation, where the ride gets a little more active and maybe the filter opens slightly. The third is your fill or turnaround, with a break edit, a muted hit, or a small accent leading into the next phrase. This is where session view really shines. Try triggering those clips in 4-bar blocks, or even 1- and 2-bar blocks, if you want to feel how the groove changes under your fingers. If you're using clip launch quantization creatively, you can test how the groove behaves when it switches every 1, 2, or 4 bars. That's incredibly useful for performance style arrangement thinking. Add a bit of clip automation too. Maybe the ride filter opens in the lift variation. Maybe the reverb send increases just for the fill. Maybe there's a reverse cymbal or a little impact right before the new clip launches. Keep it musical and intentional. We're designing phrases, not just stacking sounds. Now commit the idea into arrangement view. This is the move that turns a loop into a real section. Record your session view performance into the timeline and start shaping a simple structure. For example, the first 8 bars can be the filtered intro version of the Amen and Ride. Bars 9 to 16 can open up into the full groove. Bars 17 to 24 can introduce a variation or a small fill. Bars 25 to 32 can become the first heavy phrase with bass support. Arrangement view is where you make the groove feel like it's telling a story. Automate filter cutoff on the ride. Automate the reverb send on fill bars. Push the drum bus a little harder into transition bars if you want more intensity. You can even mute the ride for 1 bar before a return to make the next section hit harder. That kind of subtraction is often more powerful than adding more layers. And always think about the bass. In DNB, the drums and bass are in a constant relationship. If the bass line is busy, keep the ride simpler. If the bass line is more open, the ride can carry a little more activity. The ride should sit above the kick, snare, and sub without fighting them. High-pass it properly, check mono compatibility if needed, and make sure it's not building up low mids that cloud the mix. A really useful test is this. Mute the bass and listen to the drum groove on its own. Does it still feel musical and intentional? If it does, you're in good shape. Then bring the bass back and make sure the top end of the ride isn't stepping on the bass movement or the snare impact. At this point, don't be afraid to commit. Consolidate the section, duplicate the drum group if you want a cleaner and heavier version, or freeze and flatten if CPU starts creeping up. Indeed NB, subtle differences matter, so it's smart to keep a safe version of the original Amen and a more processed version. That way, if the later processing gets too aggressive, you can always return to the earlier, clearer groove. Here are a few common mistakes to watch out for. First, don't make the ride too loud. If it feels like a separate instrument instead of part of the groove, it's probably too high in the mix. Second, don't over-edit the Amen before the rhythm is working. Get the core loop feeling good first. Third, don't let the ride fight the snare. Leave space around those strong snare hits. Fourth, keep the low end clean. High pass the ride, control the drum bus, and avoid low rumble buildup. And fifth, don't stop at loop mode. Move the idea into arrangement view and shape phrases across 8-bar and 16-bar blocks. If you want a darker or heavier feel, there are a few great tricks. Darken the ride instead of brightening the whole mix. Use auto filter or EQ to tame the top. Then add a touch of saturation for character. Try very subtle resampling too. Print the Amen and Ride together, then chop that rendered audio into a new variation. That can create a more unified texture and help the groove feel less like separate parts glued together. You can also alternate between two ride characters. One can be short and dry for the main groove, and another can have more decay or room tone for transitions. That switch makes the arrangement feel bigger without adding a bunch of new instruments. Another strong move is to drop the ride out for 0.5 bar or 1 bar before a major impact. That little absence makes the return hit much harder. Here's a quick practice challenge. Build 3 8-bar sections using the same Amen and Ride setup. Make the first section minimal, with fewer ride hits and a darker tone. Make the second section escalating, with more density and a more open filter. Then make the third section peak, with the fullest ride pattern and the strongest processing. Use only one Amen source and one ride source. Make the changes come from editing, automation, and arrangement, not from adding more and more sounds. Record the result into arrangement view, export a quick bounce, and listen on headphones or small speakers. Ask yourself a few things. Does the ride help the groove move forward? Does the progression feel musical? Is there enough space for a bass line? And which section feels the most finished? So to recap, start in session view, build a solid Amen groove, layer the ride as a phrasing tool, shape it with stock Ableton devices, then move the whole thing into arrangement view so it becomes part of a proper DNB structure. Keep the ride controlled, keep the break alive, and leave room for the bass. If the groove feels punchy, alive, and mix-friendly, you're doing it right. That's the difference between a loop and a record.